So here we are, 35 years after Black Sabbath first played the Devil's Note, and metal culture is still thriving. A new generation of fans has emerged, and the old guard is going strong. But I set out on this journey to answer one question. Why has heavy metal been consistently stereotyped, dismissed, and condemned? And what's become clear to me is that metal confronts what we'd rather ignore. It celebrates what we often deny. It indulges in what we fear most. And that's why metal will always be a culture of outsiders.
For young people, it's a place to belong where you can experience other possibilities and transcend everyday life in a very glorious way.
And it's purging. I think metal performs that task of sort of letting us get rid of a lot of tension. It's a catharsis.
You want to have people get up and start leaping around and falling off the furniture. You know, that's what it's for.
I think people in their own way have different releases. It's something other than your mundane life.
It's about the idea that perhaps the way people feel is as important, maybe more important than how they think.
I don't really know why it's so important, it just is. And I think I'm a much better person now that I've been listening to metal.
It doesn't judge me, it doesn't criticize me, it's just always there for me, always.
The metalhead's good beauty and truth is up on stage here.
It's heavy metal is sacrament, for some people it's